Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Beacon Bits is up now with Stuart Rosenthal. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good. What do you have in this month's issue?
Let's talk about some money issues.
Always like to talk about that.
You know, people are concerned, I guess, in terms of their investments with regard to the potential of higher interest rates.
Right.
You know, the stock market's been very jittery about that kind of thing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, in March, the Fed indicated that it's going to go very slowly in terms of raising rates. It will be doing so. It stopped, of course, the buybacks, and now it's going to be gradually raising rates, but it's going to take its time. So that keeps people pretty confident that things are going to happen more slowly and not be an extreme difference. It could have an impact on mortgage rates, as you might know, and would encourage people perhaps to refinance now if they haven't already, while the rates are still pretty historically very low. The same might be true of your credit cards, that those rates are they're pretty high even now. The average variable credit card rate is 15.8%, so that's still already high, but it could go up even more if the rates go up. But one thing that hasn't gone up very much and probably won't, unfortunately, is the savings interest rate. Banks are paying an average of 0.09%, less than 0.1% interest on your savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And even a one-year CD pays barely 0.25%. So what are people supposed to do when they're relying upon that kind of thing? So that feeds into another article we have, which is how can you find a bank that will pay you some money just to transfer your accounts there. A lot of banks are now doing that. Even brokerage firms are now doing that for your IRAs.
Hmm.
So we talk about that kind of thing. It's another way of making up for the fact that you're not getting interest on your accounts.
Good. And so, I mean, it's interesting. What else do we have in money?
Well, I thought I'd go into that a little bit more, let people know about what these programs are, these banks that are paying.
Sure. Go ahead.
Because it's a separate article.
Huh.
So, there's a bank called Santander Bank. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. I hadn't heard of it either. They have three branches in Montgomery County,
mm-hmm.
Which they're about to close. They're getting ready to close them in May, but they are an online bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they have something called an Extra 20 checking account. And if you follow the rules and you sign up for this account, they give you $20 a month indefinitely as long as you have your account with that bank. They increase your balance $20 every month.
Really?
Yep.
Doesn't matter what size of balance.
I don't have the details on that. We have to go online and see. Obviously, you have to make some contributions, you know, start your account there. But you're moving your account from somewhere else. It's not giving you $20 a month to a place it is, and that's not something to sneeze at.
So $20 a month.
Right.
So $240 a year.
Right.
So if you had even if you had a $10,000 balance in mm-hmm. your account, that's a 2.4% return.
Right. Compare that to 0.09% for your savings.
Right, right.
This is a checking account. So, yeah.
That's fascinating because I was reading about, I guess there are a few banks in Europe right now where the banks are having to pay the borrowers
mm-hmm.
to lend money.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? Because of the negative interest rate environment that they're going through.
Isn't that interesting?
So, yeah. So I don't quite understand that. And I'd like to know more. So if you're listening to this and you also have this question, you and I, probably both of us, need to read the Beacon newspaper, which we can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com or pick up a free copy at over 1,500 locations in the D.C. area.
So let me just touch on also the IRA deal, because there are a number of brokerages, including Fidelity, the biggest, or mm-hmm. one of the biggest, that are now paying people, again, a considerable amount of money to move their IRAs to them. So it depends on how much you move. They'll pay you a match of 1 to 10% of your new IRA contributions for 3 years, depending on how much you initially transfer to them. So if you transfer a minimum of $10,000, they'll give you 1% addition on whatever you contribute every year for the next 3 years for your IRA.
Mm-hmm.
If you contribute $500,000, if you have $500,000 in IRAs you want to move over there, 10% of what you contribute. So let's say you're over 50 and you can contribute $6,500 to your IRA, they'll give you $650 a year for 3 years for moving your accounts over there.
Jeez.
So it's not dumb to sneeze at.
No, that's very interesting.
Yeah,
I'm glad you brought that
to
our
attention.
And
they're not the only ones. TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, they also have different kind of programs with things like that where they pay you to move your accounts. So give it a try.
Well, they must have a lot of confidence in their ability to make more.
That's right.
By giving away that much.
That's right.
All right, get your free copy of the Beacon newspaper today. Thank you, Stuart. I've invited Victor Falea, who's whose interview last week was great. If you missed it, go to ericstewartgroup.com and listen to my show online anytime. You don't have to get up at 7 a.m. to listen to me. I know. I still like that you get up this time of day and listen to me, but because I'm lonely normally at 7 o'clock on a Sunday. But seriously, you can always listen to me and tell your friends to listen to me anytime they want at ericstewartgroup.com in the radio section. Victor joins me again. Victor's with Beltway Movers, and we discussed what it cost to store a room. That was part of our conversation. I do want to just bring that back up because I found that interesting. If someone wants to store a room full of furniture, it's about $50 a room on average.
That is correct.
And three rooms is $150. So if you've got a 6 to 8 room townhouse, you're going to spend $300 to $400 to store your furniture on a monthly basis. That's so simple. It's such an easy number to work with. I mean, it's just, it makes it easier for me to explain to my clients what it's going to cost them, and I really appreciate knowing that. Thank you. So now, I'm going to ask you kind of a tough question here, and this is really more about your perception of people and their things. What I mean by that is, people tend to be accumulators. And in my right-sizing guide, I take people through the process of deciding what to keep, what not to keep. I give them questions to ask. I tell them where they can go with their stuff, whether it's with them, with the kids, to be sold, to be given away, or to be thrown away. You can download a free copy of the right-sizing guide at ericstewartgroup.com if you're interested. By all means, please do. The guide is meant to help you, especially if you have more than enough stuff, which I think we all can be guilty of, right? So being that you're in the moving business, you see that side of it oftentimes, which is they've gone through the process of downsizing or they haven't quite gotten there yet. And so do you get rid of a lot of stuff for people? People contact you to move and you end up throwing and throwing and throwing. And what is that like for your company and how do you see that?
That is a part of our services, Eric, is getting rid of stuff. People a wider circle see one of my crews just about every day. That's a local charity in Silver Spring. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of storage. We do a lot of giving it to the kids or to family members or friends. And then there's items that are left over they don't know what to do about, that aren't worthy of being donated, that we can also dispose of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's a large amount, we'll just run a truck right up to the dump, and they charge us since we're a commercial vehicle, so we pass along the charges. Mm-hmm. Or we can bring the items back to the warehouse and put them in a dumpster. A very easy fee structure for disposal. Mm-hmm. We just do $2 a cubic foot. And a cubic foot is a small box, but I usually, for analogy purposes, I use a washer and dryer. Everybody knows what a washer and dryer looks like. A washer and dryer, each one is usually 25 cubic feet. So for me to dispose of a washing machine is about $50.
Mm-hmm.
A refrigerator is 50 cubic feet, so mm-hmm. that would be $100. Mm-hmm. It's all done based on space because the crew chief needs to be able to make up a charge on the spot, and he knows his cubic feet based on how much room it took on the truck.
Okay. So if we take a washer, was how many cubic feet?
25 cubic feet, so a $50 fee to get rid of it.
Okay. And that could be any kind of weight, typically, or does it matter? Or is it all done? It's basically an average of $50.
It's based on volume, uh-huh. is how we charge.
Okay.
When we go to the dump, it is based on weight, but we found our cubic foot is comparable because somebody may have a lot of wicker stuff, somebody else may have a lot of steel
mm-hmm.
items.
Mm-hmm. Suppose someone, I often tell people, again, you can either send it to your kids. You guys can help with that if it's you know, if they need to ship something, can you guys assist
anywhere,
with that?
Anywhere.
You can ship anywhere, and you can deliver most places within a few hundred miles.
Yes.
Okay. And then you can help them sell. You can help them find the person to sell their stuff.
We're not going to help somebody find somebody to sell it to, but we can get it to the person that you sold it to.
Okay.
And I can recommend estate salespeople if you have a whole lot you want to sell that out mm-hmm. of your home.
Mm-hmm.
We work with those people as well.
Right. You can get Victor's information, by the way, in our preferred vendor guide, which is at ericstewartgroup.com. It's free. You can download a copy there. Beltway Movers can be found there. You can also call Victor directly. What's the best number, Victor?
301-340-2310.
Again, that direct number for Victor, which is always nice to call somebody that you hear on the radio, 301-340-2310. I got that?
Correct.
Amazing. My memory still works. But then the donation side of it, you could actually pick up stuff. If somebody wanted to do a whole house clean out, they could literally say, hey, we want you to take everything that's in the house over and give it to Goodwill.
A charity of some sort, sure.
Okay. And then you would just charge them a delivery fee in that case the hauling fee.
Just all time.
Okay. It's all
just
time. Okay. For more information, again, you can go to ericstewartgroup.com and download the free preferred vendor guide. It's our PVG. So if you're a preferred vendor in our guide, you get business through the Eric Stewart Group. If you're a vendor thinking that maybe you can bring some benefit to our clients, feel free to apply to go through our vetting process to be on Eric's list of preferred vendors. If you're thinking about selling or buying, of course, we've got our other guides there too, and we're giving away free market evaluations now. Victor, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Quick time out, and we'll be right back.